This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
To take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
They're always upset. You've made it. Excuse me.
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
Merry Christmas, Beat.
That's 50% stupid.
Space Force.
Oh, head coach.
My God.
What?
Keep the ball, you little bitch.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Underrated drop.
It's an all-timer.
What is Colorado Rockies?
I think that's like a sneaky top five for you. You play that one a lot.
I love that one.
Well, I would like
you to listen.
It's a great drop, but you really love it.
I just want you to listen to how unsure she is. Okay.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Well, that was during Jeopardy. Do we remember what the question was?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's funny.
Yeah.
Is that it was
It's something that in no way could be the Colorado Rockies, but that is a very, very smart woman. Who
yes.
probably has three sports facts running around her brain, but probably can't handle the fact that she doesn't know something because she's so smart. So when a sports question gets thrown her way, in her mind, she's probably like, I got this. Wait a minute. I saw sports once, and I believe Colorado Rockies. So she just kind of, you know, just kind of threw it out there. That Hail Mary at the end of the night at the bar, you're like, oh, let's see if this works. I appreciate that she had the guts to ring in and go with Colorado Rockies.
I don't know. I think it was a football question.
Yeah. I mean, it's something. It's an egregious answer. But, you know, that's like if you were. You imagine if you had some sports bro up there with his, you know, man boobs and his beer bellies out there. And you know, he's eating some nachos and someone asked him an astrophysics question. It's the same sort of thing. Maybe he remembered something that Neil deGrasse Tyson said. Like when he was on Joe Rogan, he's like, wait a minute.
What are light years?
Exactly. It's with that.
Yeah, exactly. What is E equals MC squared?
It's probably the exact same thing. You're throwing out something you think at one point may have been related to the topic, and you hope you're right.
It's also amazing when you watch Jeopardy, when you throw those out, how many of them sometimes are right. You're like, whoa, got it.
But to actually ring in and go with Colorado Rockies, dude, that lady's awesome. That lady's awesome.
Would it feel better to get it right by a sheer like galactic nucleus and you're right? Mm. You're just guessing? Or to actually know it?
Oh, I think not. I think just the galactic guess, it probably feels better.
Like you guess galactic. What is a galactic nucleus, Raj?
Yeah.
And they're like, that's right! And you're like, oh, yes, yeah, I knew that all. You were totally guessing. That'd probably feel better than actually knowing it.
Yeah, the one chance at like one astrophysics question that I knew, I mean, that'd be kind of cool, but that's just dumb. Like, I don't know, maybe you read one thing somewhere. But to actually pull something out of your arse like that, oh, that's an amazing feeling.
Well, extermination site.
Speaking of amazing feelings, right into the feel-good story of the year with extermination
site. Yeah, they found one in Mexico here.
Yeah.
Cremation ovens, human remains, the whole bit, bro. Pretty wild. It's this ranch. And the worst part is...
Oh, yeah, I see it.
The worst part is cops were there like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And didn't...
No.
What do you mean? Like, so Mexican authorities were there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be. The policia were there and nothing...
La policia. It's in Jalisco?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's not a good area.
Okay, sorry. Not the Mexican authorities. Volunteers were there.
Okay.
Why the hell were volunteers there?
They're volunteers because there's such an epidemic of missing people in Mexico that they are out trying to find people who have gone missing. And I think the volunteers... I think that either clues or some trails led them here.
There's your answer. Mm. So, Mexican authorities are now investigating the site in the western state of Jalisco, first found last week by a group of volunteers. It was believed to have been used by one of the area's cartels. Inside its iron gates were an increasing number of horrors, including cremation ovens, bone fragments, hundreds of pairs of shoes, clothing, and even children's toys.
Yeah, they're saying over 700 personal items at the site.
They'd see the shoes and say, those look like the ones my missing relative was wearing when they disappeared. The ranch was raided last September. Okay, this is what I was thinking of. The ranch was raided last September by Mexican authorities who failed to find or reveal the discovery of human remains.
Mm.
How does that happen? I have a good idea how that happened.
The other way?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's probably just...
Now,
you know, hey, you got one or two choices here. You can take this money and pretend that you didn't see it, or you can grow a conscience, not take the money, and see where that gets you. And by the way, here's the oven.
Yeah, well, you'll end up just like all the people you're investigating.
Yeah.
Well, they say at the time of the raid, 10 arrests were made, 2 hostages released, and a body was found wrapped in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So then they began searching this week, and they found almost 100 shell casings, human remains, shoesies, clothing items. Very scary. Well, I mean, it's like out of a horror movie.
Yeah, some of the photos here are pretty, they're pretty shocking. Yeah, it's, ugh.
Some of the details get even gnarlier, too.
Yeah. Turns out...
Like what?
Oh, like they might have been feeding people to lions? Did you see that part of the story?
No.
Yeah.
Lions?
Yeah. That there were... If some people either... I'll have to go back and find the exact excerpt, but basically if some people were either stepping out of line or not doing what they're asked to, they would just feed them to lions.
Hmm.
Yeah. Damn. I had a buddy of mine that was with the U.S. Marshals, and they would do like fugitive task force stuff, and every now and then they'd be down at the border, and he would say that the worst thing that they would find is they would call it, I think it was called queso soup, where they would find, I think one of the common things they do is they use the, like the oil drums, you know, the big,
yeah,
you know, and
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. And they would put bodies in there and then they fill it up with liquid and then like acid and like lye and everything. And so it all just kind of becomes a thick soup. And when they find them, there's no way to know how many bodies
are like, in said soup.
But yeah, they'll find ones down there, and they'll find just rows and rows, like in these old abandoned warehouses, and it's just...
So what do you think they're doing? Like, is this people that cross them?
There are two excerpts that really, like, stood out. This one said that Indira Navarro, who's the leader of the Searching Warriors of Jalisco, this is a searching group, they're the ones who found the site. said that several people had contacted the group to say they had been recruited and trained at the site in the use of weapons and torture techniques, but the ranch was also used as a killing site where criminals routinely disposed of their victims. So it was a place where they would train people to kill, but also bring people to kill. But they also said that they would post job listings via the equivalent of Craigslist, and they would tell people, yeah, you can come interview for this job, and they'd get on a random bus and just bring them to the camp and lure their victims in.
Wait, and just kill them?
Yeah,
just for no reason?
Or have them be part of whatever operation that they're running. It says Ms. Navarro recounted how one young man told her that the young recruits were at times forced to burn their victims as part of their training. If they objected to the orders, recruits were sometimes fed to wild animals like lions.
Right. Let me just say this.
Wow.
I understand. And again, I'm
holy S.
I tend to be pro-Mexico. I like my brothers and sisters to the south. And I do read up on a lot of the stuff. And I'm absolutely, there are innocent people that get caught up in this stuff. But I am willing to wager that most of the bodies that are there because you were mixed up in those sorts of things.
I think so, too.
It is almost everything I have read is that the cartels do not want to involve normal citizens. Because the fear is that when you involve normal citizens, that's when you draw attention to yourself. When you deal with people that are involved in that line of work, no one really cares and you just kind of go about your day. So yes, I'm sure there are some innocent people and that is horrible. But most of the time that the cartel people commit violence, it's against another cartel member or someone. The sad ones are the ones that are either police members or judges or whatever that are actually trying to fight it. But I find it hard to believe that just innocent mom and pop people are cruising around and they end up at these extremities.
Well, I think that's what makes this one a little bit more unique. It's not just cartel on cartel violence. It's nefarious people luring innocent people to get them to work for them. And if they don't, then do that.
I wonder. That's all I'm saying. I just, you know, that's no one ever wants to admit that they're in this. You see these shows and it's like someone gets caught up in something. They do the old, I didn't know. Right. Oh, I wasn't aware. Like you see ads, that end up like being sex traffickers where it's like someone's like, hey, we're looking for exotic dancers to go to Guam. All expenses paid. You know, like we take care of everything. And it is horrible what happens to those people. But at the same time,
don't get on a bus to nowhere.
There's an element of that. It doesn't mean that they deserve what happened to them. But if you're a kid down in this cartel world of Mexico and they're like, hey, we're paying you a bunch of money to go out in the middle of nowhere, it's like, I don't know. I'm sure there's some naive people, but I think most people are at least aware that you're dipping your toes in the water of something that could get you in trouble. And that if you do cross those are people that will not be crossed.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, but the thing that I found jarring was the whole fake job listings to lure innocent people.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, some of the photos here are just, ugh. That's all kinds of bad. But again, I think anytime, and the lining up of the shoes, that's the whole Auschwitz thing. You start lining up shoes and whatnot, ugh.
And then why keep those shoes? Why wouldn't you dispose of those and burn those just like you did bodies?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Keep the personal effects? I don't get that.
Yeah. Maybe they wear them. But I will say, of the things that I am most afraid of on the planet, let me just say that cartels and criminal organizations in general, very high near the top of the list.
Yeah.
Cartels, the Russian mob, stuff like that. Again, I find that stuff to be just the scariest thing imaginable. Because you are dealing with people that clearly don't give an F about anything at all. But then you see like that there's that video of the two people that ended up on that Mexican back road and the cartel came up behind them and it was two guys. It was a husband it was two husbands. And they have that one where they're just terrified and the cartel's like, hey, it's like, it's all right. Like, hey, made a bad turn.
Yeah.
You know, get out of here. Like, this isn't
a little PR.
Right? It's like, you're not where you're supposed to be. It's like,
you're good.
Like, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Like, get out of here. You know, you just never know, but that's like, even that, like, if you're down in that area, don't be on back roads. I mean, those guys are so fortunate, but I've never once been around Mexico and thought to myself, you know what? I'm in cartel land. You know what I think would be fun? Go off-roading out in the middle of this desert. See where this takes me. No.
Yeah, I'd say that's what scares me most about Mexico. Even though I have been to places where I have to drive.
Yeah.
And it's like rural, you know, it's rural.
Mm-hmm.
Big ass country.
Yeah.
That's the scariest part.
Sure.
Because you do drive in rural Mexico. Like, yeah. You know, we've all done it. Well,
done
maybe
it
not
times.
All of us, but you've done it. I've done it. And that's where it's like,
Yeah.
I mean, they say this area isn't bad, but what if my car breaks down? What if I just happen to hit, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Take a wrong turn. Yeah. Not a lot of that stuff's well marked.
No, it is not. It definitely gets
you thinking. It's Thunderdome out there.
It definitely gets you thinking.
Because
I have.
Lo and behold, you go, you pull up to a freaking a GD freaking ranch where they're burning bodies.
Burning bodies.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch.
What is
up with that?
We've done that a couple times where we've flown into a major city and then we rent a car and we'll drive maybe 2-3 hours to a little small place kind of on the coast or whatever. And there's definitely times you're driving, especially if it starts to get a little dark, you think to yourself, yeah, I want to get to this Airbnb. I want to get their staff.
And don't act like you don't see other cars and go, oh,
yeah.
I'm not messing with that car.
Exactly.
And those bros
in
that Yukon with tinted windows. Yeah, I'm not. Seriously, every car you see when you're driving in Mexico, you're like, is that the cartel? Is that the cartel? Is that the cartel? I don't think that's the cartel. And then you see some nice little innocent old man who's just like a gardener, and you're like, oh, thank God.
You meet him, like the nicest people in the world. You're like, oh, thank God. We stayed at an Airbnb once, and it was probably the nicest Airbnb that I've ever stayed at. And you rented out like floors, so it was maybe 45 minutes south of Puerto Vallarta, and there was like an elevator. It was ridiculous, and you could rent out. Like a little floor where it had like 2 or 3 bedrooms, and then you had like a kitchen, and so they turned it into a nice, like a big Airbnb, and there were other people that would stay on the different floors. But I will say that the guy, he was an older Mexican gentleman, and he was the host, and we got to meet him a couple times, kind of milling around the grounds. He was a super nice guy. But I will say, like that place, I don't know what it took to build that place into the cliff, but it was a lot of money, and he didn't have a lot of real good answers of where that came from and whatever. And I just kind of, you know, I was kind of asking. I'm always interested in like where people come from, whatever. And he had it was the White Lotus thing. A little bit of this,
a little bit of that. You're asking too many questions.
Yeah, and I kind of got the impression after a couple minutes to just shut up and accept the fact that this place was kick ass and stop
shut
asking
up.
Questions. But you know, he's a super nice guy.
All right. Well. That's sad news. But what is good news is that you can go on a White Lotus-themed vacation, courtesy of the Four Seasons.
So those are
real.
The properties that they're using are Four Seasons.
I'll tell you. Next on The Fan. All right, before we get to the White Lotus-themed world tour, we have to talk about a sports moment tonight.
What do we got? Bless you.
Thank you.
A little allergies kicking up in here.
Yeah, I've got some allergies this year. Well, I get them every year, but this year's bad.
You're sneezing your T's off over there.
My little T's.
Yeah, show you
my boobs. The Knicks game was delayed tonight because someone threw up onto the court.
Yeah.
And we're now learning that someone was comedian Tracy Morgan. And there's photos of him.
It's graphic.
Well, yeah, he threw up on the court.
Yeah, there's different kinds of throw up though. That is a lot of brown liquid.
Yeah, and it's a lot. It's just high volume.
Yeah. Like, again, there's varying degrees of throwing up. He dropped the hammer on that.
Yeah. And boy, they're also saying so now there's a video of them. So delayed the game, and a bunch of people came over. They gave him a wheelchair and they wheeled him out of there. He was courtside.
Yeah.
And they're saying that his nose was bleeding as well.
Oh, boy.
Now, I have a question. And listen, I'm going to try to be sensitive here, but I'm also not.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the sentiment I'm reading here is, oh, prayers for Tracy Morgan and this and that. Can I be not sensitive for a second and
say,
dude, if you're puking courtside...
Yeah.
Am I wrong to say that 95% that's his own fault? Like that, there's nothing.
No, that's
there's nothing serious going on.
It doesn't look like a medical episode. It looks like he partied too hard.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. And so all these people are like, oh, prayers for. No, the guy's an idiot. Am I wrong?
No,
I don't want to be sensitive.
Unless he had a medical episode, but there's no indication that's what happened.
No, dude, his nose.
Right, now if I, because you, dude, come on, this is Paul Pierce level. If you're puking on the court and they're wheeling you out in a wheelchair, come on, dude.
We got a good idea what's happening here.
Come on, you can't take the wheel. You gotta deny the wheelchair, don't you?
Yeah, maybe. Well,
but if you deny the wheelchair, then you have to walk. And if you're so drunk that you can't walk, then you can't blame it on an illness later.
Well, and here's the other problem, too, that
if he's seriously ill, I'm going to go ahead and preemptively apologize.
What are the chances?
But even that, seriously, like if he's just sick, that also goes into what I'm talking about. Yeah. This better be really serious if people are thinking that, you know, like does he have to go to the hospital?
Yeah,
I'm thinking not.
Someone said I have a blood disorder, and if I puke, I tend to get a bloody nose, and because of all the pressure. So, well, there's.
Well, didn't he have? He had a bad car accident. I know that.
He had a horrible car accident, but that was
almost died.
That was like a brain trauma thing.
Well, but maybe he's got.
I think Tracy likes to party.
Some residuals.
I think Tracy is known to party.
And by the way, if you party,
yeah,
is it too much to ask to not?
Well,
puke like right on the side of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Or if you want to party like that, maybe don't sit courtside of the Knicks game.
Yeah, handle your stuff, man. This looks bad for you.
That's called cocaine Icarus. You flew a little too close to the sun, and the wings melted a little bit. And it's not good. And by the way, if you were feeling a little upset, like
there's the other thing.
You were sick. You wouldn't be courtside. You would know, hey, I need to get up, probably go somewhere. The fact that he just bent over and threw up.
Right.
Dude, that dude was riding the dragon.
He was housed.
He was housed.
Because it doesn't just come on like that, right? You're right. Like, you start to get queasy. You're like, oh, dude, you know when you're going to throw up.
You know.
You got
to. And if you're sitting courtside, you can probably get to a bathroom
that's
pretty
what
quick because
I mean.
You're not anyone's, no one's in your way.
Get up and run out of there. Dude, you got a freaking free shot to the. Yeah. To the bathrooms, like you're not having to fight people for that.
I think we all know what happened here.
Okay, good. I don't feel so bad. I don't know.
It's like any time a celebrity goes to the hospital with exhaustion. Oh, for God's sakes, you're not exhausted. You've done too much blow and you're going through withdrawals. So
he's going to come out and say something like, oh, yeah, I've got a really severe... He's going to come out and say something.
Exactly.
That happened is like, we have... He's going to play the sympathy card. And I'm... You know what? This radio host ain't buying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got a good idea of what... We got a good idea what happened. I tend to be on your side. I'm open to the idea that we're wrong, and I will apologize if necessary.
I already did. I already apologized.
But I'm guessing that Tracy was having a grand old time. I think he's known to have a grand old time. And it just was a bit much.
This is the new thing. You criticize, even unfairly, and then you apologize for it all in one so you don't have to go back. It's just more efficient.
Well, look, the idea is that, and again, look at the people around him. No one's like, oh my God, what's happening? His guy that he's with is standing up and is like, yeah,
I don't know what to tell you.
He's got his hand on his shoulder. He's like, all right, we're doing this. Like,
here we go.
You know,
freaking Tracy.
Hey, man, St. Patty's Day. In New York, you start mixing some combinations, you know, you drink a little too much, you know, maybe take a bump or two, throw in a painkiller on top of it. Next thing you know, not feeling so well.
Have you ever puked where you couldn't, it was wildly embarrassing for you? I mean, nobody likes to puke in front of other people, obviously, yeah.
Couldn't control it?
Yeah, I've never had it where I couldn't at least... sort of get somewhere where I could just isolate myself and not have to bother other people with it. You know what I mean?
I got kicked. Well, I didn't get kicked. I guess I got punched in the liver and I threw up, and that was kind of embarrassing. And that was like during...
But you couldn't control that.
No.
Like, that just came on like...
I thought I was actually... To be honest with you, I thought that one was better because I thought it might come out the other end. If you've ever been like punched in the liver, if you've ever done boxing or whatever, if like you've ever kickboxed or whatever, when you get hit in the liver... Your whole body just kind of shuts down, and I threw up, and I was pretty embarrassed at that. But I didn't feel like...
But there was a reason.
A reason why. No one was laughing. Everyone was like, oh, crap. Because they'd all... If you've done that enough, you've been there, and you've been hit. And I was just happy, honestly, that I didn't poo my pants. Because I thought that may happen. Like, your whole body, it just feels like your insides have exploded. But I'm trying to think... That was... And I felt embarrassed at that. I'm trying to think if I've ever... I don't think I've ever had one where I couldn't make it to a toilet. I couldn't make it to a bathroom.
That's what I mean.
And have like a private moment.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't. I'm open to the idea that some people can't feel it coming, maybe, or like you and I have special powers that we can hide our puking, but I don't know. It's a weird thing to me to see people throw up in public because I'm like, well,
yeah. Most of the time when I've seen people throw up in public, it has been your house. And I've even had this where I've had it where I'm like, hey, why don't I pull over the car and you throw up? No, I'm fine. No, seriously. And they don't want to admit that it's going to happen, even though they can feel it. And then when you do try to pull over, it's too late and it misses a little bit. Were you there when our old promotions director threw up in our program director's car?
No.
Were you with that one?
Who and who?
Okay. So this is true story. Dennis Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
The great Dennis. I thought you may have been with us.
He was our PD.
He was our PD. Dennis had just bought a brand new Honda SUV. Not the Cube one.
Like a CRV?
No, it was like, I think it was a Pilot.
Oh, yeah, Honda Pilot. Sure.
Honda Pilot. Brand new. Just new car smell and everything. And it was me, Glasgow, our promotions guy, Jeff White.
Jeff White, yeah.
And there was someone else, and that's why I didn't know if it was you or
not. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Because I would remember that.
So there was four of us. We were driving up, and we went up to see a Mariner game. We got corporate seats, and we had the, the Diamond Club seats, right? Where everything's taken care of. It was really cool. Get to eat, drink, all that. Well, Jeff had too good of a time. And so we put Jeff in the front seat, and me and someone else were in the back, and Glasgow was driving, and we were on our way back. And Jeff fell asleep. So we just were kind of laughing. We're like, oh, dude, just full on, just sawing logs, leaning against the window. And I want to say about halfway down, maybe Olympia, Jeff White woke up. And within 20 seconds of waking up, front windshield.
Oh!
Boom. Just rocket.
God.
Brand new Honda SUV down in the air vents.
Oh.
And just...
No. No. Strong.
It shook the car to its core.
Like no explosive.
One, no one could handle it.
Oh, my God.
No
one. I can only imagine the smell.
Awful.
Ooh, the smell.
So we find the next exit. We all got the windows down. I'm trying not to vomit from the smell. We pulled over, and we had to, like, go into, like, a service station and try to, like, scoop.
God, inner windshield makes
inner windshield, and then, like, it's down in the vents. We drove the rest of the way home. Like, windows down at night, didn't care. Couldn't turn on the heater, so it was cold outside, so the windows were down. But the moment you turned on the heater, it made it worse. And Jeff felt awful. I mean, he was just...
Why can't he... See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a great example.
He just woke up and it was on.
Okay, but you said 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So in that 20 seconds, you know he's feeling it. Roll down the window!
I don't know, man. I'm not certain that he had a full... understanding of
I don't get it, and I may be in my vast minority here, and I need to wake up to the idea that sometimes you just can't control your puke, but I think people should better control their puke.
Well, and the other one, again, the other great fan incident, who we will not name names, but someone's wife at a Pearl Jam concert.
Oh, yeah.
And you cowardly
were
up in a box.
That's right. And I left my wife with you guys.
Sitting with your wife.
Yep.
As you cowardly went away.
Yeah, we were up in better seats. Screw you guys. I'm not sitting with that.
We're at Pearl Jam, Moda Center, and one of the employees' wives passed out in the seat from too much drinking, wakes up like in the middle of like nothing, man.
Blech.
Comes to and projectile vomits all over the people in front of us. Cleared two rows, hazmat team came, she got kicked out, whole thing.
True story.
I have been witness to two wake up from a stupor puking incidents here at the Fan. And yes, it is like, get your ass together.
Yes. Come on.
I felt horrible for those people in front of us.
Come on. Well, yeah. Can you imagine getting puked on?
Oh, man. And the person's wife or the husband was just, you could tell, he wanted to just run away and just not have anything to do with it. Oh, it was bad.
Oh, I've got a White Lotus themed world tour being offered by Four Seasons. How much do you think you got to pay for this? We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This always gets me. Before I get to the White Lotus story.
Yeah.
We just did a whole set. We completely pivoted to the Tracy Morgan puking story.
Yes.
And we spoke about it for 10 minutes.
At least.
And a text comes in. This is fascinating to me. Yeah.
It's a Ryan Buckley.
Well, you know how this happened, though. This has more excuse than what I do, I think.
What do you mean? So a text comes in that says, Tracy Morgan puked courtside at Knicks game. Likely drunk and partying all day. Had to be wheeled off in a wheelchair. Had a bloody nose, too. Yeah, no S. That's why we're talking about this.
Well, their people are commuting. They probably didn't hear the start of the segment.
We mentioned Tracy Morgan the whole way through it.
But I don't think we've mentioned him for 15 minutes.
That's wrong.
I don't know. I get it.
Buckley's.
At least with me, I'm here the whole time. I have no excuse.
I mean, well, why the hell else would we? Like, can you not put two and two together, even if we didn't say Tracy Morgan, that's probably why?
They should probably wonder if that was why. But, you know, if you didn't have context, you didn't have context.
It's possible that that's why we're talking about puking in public.
Yes.
Or they're like, hey, they're talking about puking in public.
Oh,
hey,
my Tracy, God, I wonder if they even saw that Tracy Morgan was puked.
Oh, this is perfect timing. We should tell them about Tracy Morgan.
I'm going to let them know. They probably don't know that.
Listen, like, puking in public is bad, but like soiling yourself would be worse. Like, Star is Born, like the that's like cool. The Joe Pa in public, that, you know, I'll take throwing up over the Jim Boeheim or, you know, that's
we took a college houseboat trip once and one of the dudes had an oopsie poopsie while he was sleeping on the houseboat with a crowded houseboat with everybody and that
while he
people
was
don't
sleeping?
Forget. Yeah. Mm.
The old oops poop.
Yeah.
Surprise poop.
And I'm watching Tracy Morgan getting carted out. That doesn't seem like a real medical emergency. That just, you know, it's
more of, yeah, we know what's up.
I do think the wheelchair, though, is so that he can claim afterwards he was having medical things.
Exactly.
If you watch him walk,
exactly.
They'd be like, you were just hammered, dude. But
isn't it more baller to just throw your arm around a buddy and get hauled out of there?
Well, maybe
raise your arm up with a thumbs up.
Yeah, we see the video of him throwing and getting removed. What we need is the video of him walking to a seat. Yeah. That's what I want to see. Yeah. I need someone to capture the before, because we've seen the after. I want to know if there was some rumbling, bumbling, stumbling going on.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Something tells me he's always housed. He kind of seems that way.
He certainly has that reputation. I don't know if that's just like the persona, but you know, I think Tracy Morgan likes to have a good time.
All right. White Lotus story will wrap up the show next on The Fan.
Real quick, I did look up Tracy Morgan, and he is an alcoholic. He claims that he stopped drinking. He did have to have a kidney transplant from diabetes and alcoholism. So if he is messed up, then he's fallen off the wagon, or maybe he wasn't. You know, there's a lot of celebrities that claim they're sober. I don't know. He's battled these problems, I guess, for many, many years. So hopefully he's okay, whatever it is, and we'll see what happens.
I feel kind of bad, but I also don't. I don't know.
I always have a hard time with this, because the one that I remember is Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots fame, Velvet Revolver. Scott Weiland, who ended up dying from drugs, Scott Weiland came into the offices, and we had him on, and his manager wanted us to stay away from some topics, but wanted us to talk about Scott's sobriety and what it meant to him. Dude, that dude was high as a effing kite during our interview. And I even asked the manager afterwards. The manager looked at me and was like, what do you want from me, man? Like, the guy wants to talk about his sobriety.
To not talk about his sobriety. Dude, talk about anything, his music. Because
the dude was
not happening.
Hot, so messed up. He's like slurring words in the interview. I'm like, come on. Really? And then he died, I want to say, a couple years later, maybe 2 or 3 years later. He died of an OD. So, yeah, it's take sobriety for what it's worth, but hopefully Tracy Morgan is okay. Hopefully it's, I don't know, it's nothing serious. Maybe it was party, maybe it wasn't, but it's an embarrassing sight. But he has battled. He claims to this day to still be an alcoholic, even though he said he quit drinking years ago.
Well, you're always an alcoholic.
Yes.
I mean, even if you're sober, you're still an alcoholic.
Yes.
But I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I just have this thing in my head that you should be able to control your puke a little better than sitting courtside at a freaking NBA game and stopping the action.
Maybe a popcorn bucket, you know?
Something. I mean, you're a freaking veteran drinker.
Yeah.
How are you just vomiting right on the you know? I don't get it.
He does take Ozempic. That can make you all, it can rip up your gut.
Well, we're going to have to get to my White Lotus story tomorrow. It's pretty cool. Well, Four Seasons is doing a White Lotus vacation.
I'm guessing I can't afford that.
You cannot.
No.
Look.
I guess that number is.
I know what you make.
Yeah,
I can tell you this. You can't afford it.
No.
All right. If it helps you, I can't afford it either.
I said a lot of people can.
So we'll get to that tomorrow. Be back with us, won't you? 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. The ocean turning on a nighttime into the day. Do the song about a secret of the moon. Do the song about red ships of space.